You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, also on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So we've got a game to play with you. For the first time since we've been back together, we're going to get into some games. We're going to have some fun.
Do we have the music ready?
We are going to pull out. Careful. We are going to pull out what we call
phrasing
the BS meter. Bart Scott is in charge of the BS meter, of course.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to play in just a minute. Family's everything, though, and I've got peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years, plus quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. So, Bart, Dan Graziano put something on ESPN.com. He has a list of all 32 teams, and what he lists for each team is something that could be a surprise. He's saying, don't be surprised if this happens for each team.
Mm.
So what we're going to do is play this game. We want you to be part of the game on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And here's the plan. I'm going to give Bart just a couple of sample ones so you can see how we play the game and how the meter works. One means it's not BS. 10, total BS. Okay, that's how it works.
1 to 10 or 1 to 5? We're going.
1 to 10, man.
Okay.
All right. So with that in mind, that's how we're going to play it. So Bart's going to do a couple sample ones, and then what you're going to do, you call in, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You give us your team. Who's your favorite team? And then we will tell you. Give us your name, your favorite team, and then I will tell you what Graziano is saying. Don't be surprised if this happens. Then I want you to tell me, because you're a fan of that team, where it is on your BS meter, and then Bart will tell you if you're right or wrong. We'll go from there. All right, so let's do a couple here on the BS meter. Are you ready?
Let's do it, hammer time.
All right, let's go. So let's first start. Let me, of course, have it up in front of me. That would certainly help, wouldn't it? Arizona. Let's start in Arizona with the Cardinals.
Arizonies.
So on the BS meter, where would you put it if one is it's not BS, 10, total BS? Don't be surprised if Chandler Jones leads the league in sacks.
Oh, that's a one. Listen, Chandler Jones has been one of the most productive pass rushers in the last 5 years. The problem is he's been out in Arizona. Now he has J.J. Watt to be inside of him, so now you can't double-team or slide to him and put him opposite or put them together to run games. Oh, man, this is totally – no, okay, I can feel you. I can feel you on this one, Dan. You're not so bad so far.
All right, so that's a one.
That's a one. That's a one.
You 100% that's a definite believe one. That. So you wouldn't be surprised if this happened.
Yeah, it's a one. Definitely one. Because and listen, the injury last year, it doesn't affect him because it wasn't a lower extremity injury.
Okay, all right. There's one example. Let's go to Denver, the Broncos. Dan Graziano says, don't be surprised if Javonte Williams, the second-round pick, is the lead running back sooner rather than later. Where is that on the BS meter?
I hate to say it again, man, but once again, that's a one. Like, the reports of what he's out there doing, you know, and the easiest translation from college to the pros is running back, right? You know, you guys come in and take the league by storm. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy, 225. He was part of the tandem with Michael Carter at North Carolina, had over 1,000 yards rushing. This dude is a man, 225, 6 foot. He can get it done. And the problem is you really can't stack the box against Denver because Teddy Two Gloves got Sutton, who's coming back, Fant, Jerry Jeudy.
Mm-hmm.
They're stacked. And people forget about Hamler as well in the slot. So, like, they're so stacked out there. That's why A-Ron wanted to go there. That's why Deshaun Watson is trying to get there. And that defense is redonkulous.
Redonkulous. All right. One more, and then we'll get to the calls.
One more.
One more on the BS translator.
He had to say some BS. He had to say some BS.
One, I'm trying to see. This
Find
might
BS.
Be. This
Find
one
BS.
Might be.
Find a BS.
One, not BS. 10, it's BS. On Dan Graziano's 32, each team, something you shouldn't be surprised if this happens. How about in Miami for the Dolphins? Mm. Don't be surprised if Jalen Waddle challenges for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
That's about a four.
A four.
That's about a four.
So it's not that it's not BS.
Right. That's a strong four.
But it isn't totally BS.
See, it's not totally BS, but the problem is with Dan's theory is there's so many mouths to feed out there, man. Remember, they got Parker. They got Will Fuller after he come off his PTPD test. You know, mm-hmm. He can get cleared. And then they have Mike Gesicki, man. They got a lot of guys to feed out there,
but
man.
But can I ask you this?
Yes.
Do you trust who's throwing the ball?
I do not. I do not.
Brian Flores had to gather the team together and say, hey, everybody, Tua's our quarterback. No matter what you're reading and seeing being reported about our interest, that's our guy.
Well, you just hope that Tua knows the playbook. He said he knew the playbook last year.
He's got seven people in his ear, by the way. Have you heard about this? It's like four people that are discussing what play to call, and then in his ear, they're all like,
"Well, Fitzpatrick
this is offensive by offense by committee."
Well, Fitzpatrick had the same people, and it worked out pretty good for him. And he came in and had to close the game. So you just hope, hope that that Tua knows the game plan because he's playing for his career. Ain't it crazy? He's playing for his career only in his second year.
Tua is playing for his career.
Yeah, because we already know that. As soon as Watson becomes available, mm-hmm. if they can make that trade. Maybe not this year, but next year. He can be gone. He can mess around and be like Josh Rosen.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Floating around. Josh Rosen, for everybody that don't know, is on his 15. Listen, his mail is still going to five different addresses.
All right, so you see how the game is played. Bart's a big part of it, of course, because, of course, he's Bart Scott. That would be BS. So the BS meter, let's begin with the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's start with Scoop in Pennsylvania. Scoop, who's your team?
Hello, Scoop from Pennsylvania. What's up, guys?
What's up?
I'm here asking about the Carolina Panthers, man.
All right, let's see. Carolina Panthers, Scoop, on your BS meter. One, not BS. 10, total BS. Don't be surprised if Brian Burns has his first double-digit sack season. Where do you rank that?
Oh, that's a one. That's happening, boys. That's happening this year, boys.
What do you think, Bart?
Listen, Brian Burns is coming
first
to his
round
own.
Pick.
Yeah, from Florida State, I believe. He's coming to his own the last couple of years. He's a natural waistbender. Last year, the dude had 9 sacks. So if he gets 10, that's just one more.
Okay.
So I expect that. And I expect the team, Carolina Panthers, that lost a lot of 1-2 point leads games last year to close the show because McCaffrey's back and – Yes.
Don't say Sam.
Sam Darnold is looking pretty okay and finding Robbie Anderson early and often. So
you cut me deep.
Yeah, man. But you got Zach Wilson, so it's okay.
We shall see. All right. Speaking of Zach, we go next on the BS meter to Zach in D.C. Zach, your team.
Washington football team. Let's go, boys.
All right. Let's go. All right. So for Washington – Zach, don't be surprised, Dan Graziano says, if Taylor Heinicke starts some games in 2021.
That's a one. That's a one. Fitzpatrick, whether he's hurt or because he throws a couple 3-pick games, you're going to see Heinicke play at least 4 games.
You know what? And as Graziano points out, Fitzy has started 16 games in a season 3 times.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for 16 years. Only 3 times has he played the whole season. Now, this year, of course, is 17 games. So having Heinicke as a backup, they love him. You know, Rivera really likes him.
Yeah.
He did play in the playoffs last year. Yeah. So that's feasible.
I give it a three because I think that, listen, Ryan Fitzpatrick understands that, man, he wants to hold on to this thing as long as he can because he knows next year is going to be real quarterbacks that may have an opportunity to start for them. Mm-hmm. So he wants to make sure that he can put that first 17-game season on the docket so he can continue to play.
All right, let's continue as we've got all the calls going here. Again, your favorite team, we will tell you what Dan Graziano said. You should not be surprised, and you tell us where it ranks on your meter. We go next. Oh, to Detroit. Peter in Michigan. Peter?
Hey, guys. I'm calling about the greatest sports franchise in sports history, the Detroit Lions.
Oh, man. Do you have a kicker yet? Don't be surprised if you go for it every time
you're
on fourth down.
Justin Reed.
Oh, we dropped them both today, boys. We dropped them both today.
All right, give me your meter. One, not BS. 10, total BS.
What did
Don't
Dan
be
say?
Surprised if Jamal Williams leads the team in rushing.
Ah, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a 10, man. Yeah. I really believe in DeAndre Swift. I know it's been a slow start, but the guy is just, he has so many tools. I feel like Jamal isn't going to be somebody who's placed in that starting role or even have enough touches to really be that leading guy. Mm. So I'm going to go with 10.
10 total.
Yeah, I mean, I would go like not that much. I would go like 9. They really love Williams. Mm-hmm. You know, Swift is all about his health, right? You want him to be able to stay healthy. Last year, he had a bit of the dropsies, right? Because he's supposed to be one of these dual threat guys. You know, he's bigger than people give him credit for. He's 5'9", 211, I believe. You know, he's a guy that can still stay healthy and run between the tackles. But we love his ability out in space. You know, remember last year he dropped that touchdown pass that would have won them the game. But, you know, I think they want Swift to be the guy. He's the number one first-round draft pick. But they like Williams. Williams, who people don't know, he's a character, right? He was in Green Bay. He's more like that LeGarrette Blount in between the tackle guy. So you can see him getting a lot of short yardage carries. But no way. I think it's going to be Swift.
That is way too much talk about the Lions already this season.
I'm contractually obligated. I'm from there.
That is true. Next up, Thomas from Chicago. Thomas?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. So the Bears?
Yep, the Bears.
I had to take a guess there. I figured it would be. All right, so Dan Graziano, and you tell us on your BS meter, 1 being not, 10 being total. Don't be surprised if Damian Williams is more than just David Montgomery's backup.
I'm going to go with an 8.
Hmm. 8, Bart.
That's strong.
Yeah, I'm going to go with an 8.
So he's not buying it.
I'm going to go with an 8.
All right.
I'm not buying it.
Not,
I'm
not buying,
buying
it at all.
Because
Williams opted out last year.
Go ahead.
I just don't see. I think Montgomery's going to have command a lot of touches. And you got Cohen coming back hopefully at some point. So I'm not buying it.
There you go. I think that you think about David Montgomery, but then you think about Tariq Cohen's going to be that third down back. He's a guy that's a matchup problem in space. He's going to get plenty of opportunities, goal line. You know, he's going to get matched up. I can even see Cohen going out and playing some type of slot receiver as they go with a two-back personnel just to get him out in space on linebackers.
All right, we move next on the BS meter as Dan Graziano gives us things to not be surprised for each team this season. Next, we go to Joey in Atlantic City. Joey, your team.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, Han?
What's happening?
We got the Philadelphia Eagles. What do you say there, Bart?
Let's go with the Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Joey, don't be surprised if Devontae Smith leads the team in catches and receiving yards.
Wow. Oh, dude, that's a 1 all day. You got Hurts thrown to him. That's his boy.
That's right.
That's his Bama
Alabama
boy. They're
teammates.
In.
Yeah.
They are so in. They are like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with like an 8. Because I think this is the year that Rieger steps up. Like, he's looked great. You know, listen, he always said, and he admitted himself, that Philadelphia is a tough place to play, right? They come hard at him. You know what I mean?
No
but
doubt.
Listen, he's looked up amazing so far. You know, I think he's going to live up to expectations. I know he knows that he's always going to be compared to Justin Jefferson. But he's ready. And I think he is a first-round draft pick. And I think he's going to create some pressure against Devontae Smith. I just don't know if Devontae Smith
can give you separation, but is he big enough?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's so small.
And I think, and Rieger, remember, Rieger is a fast guy too. I think he's like a 4.2 guy as well. So it's not that he doesn't have speed as well. It's just he had the dropsies last year. Mm-hmm. It was just a tough year because his quarterback didn't have enough time to let some of those routes develop down the field.
All right, let's go next as we continue on Bart and Han with the BS meter on Dan Graziano's things to not be surprised if this happens for your team. Larry's in North Carolina. Who's your team, Larry?
Cleveland, baby.
All right.
Okay.
The Browns. So, Dan says this. Give me your – where is it on your BS meter? 1 being not, 10 being total. Don't be surprised if the Browns let Baker Mayfield play out this season without a contract extension.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, boy, that's the talk of town. I think – That is a I think that's about a three. A three. I think they're going to let him see if he can prove himself this mm-hmm. year. And then if so, we're going to lock him up for long term.
To me, what do you think, Bart? It's a one. It's right on point. Of course they're going to let it play out, right? They don't want to give him a contract too early. They want to kind of see also what Lamar Jackson's going to get. But they understand that he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not an MVP. Baker Mayfield may go to a Pro Bowl. He's in no way a form a contender for the MVP of the NFL.
Love
so,
it.
You know, I think that Baker's going to play well. But if they don't exceed expectations, it's tough. He's going to have to take a discount. And I think Baker thinks that he can play his way to being paid the highest. But to do that, they have to win a Super Bowl.
Barton Homer brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life.
Joe Flacco style, by the way. Joe Flacco bet on himself, and he's never been considered a top five quarterback in his league, but he was the highest paid because he won a Super Bowl and he won Super Bowl MVP. Oh,
it's a big year for Baker, certainly. And then again, what impact does he have on winning, or is he managing? And that's another thing you can argue about as well. All right, let's continue again. Dan Graziano's 32 each team. Something, don't be surprised. If this happens, we want you to tell us your team. We'll tell you what Dan said, and you can tell us where it ranks on your BS meter. One being not, 10 being total. Let's go next. Let's see. We go to, Ben's in South Bend. Ben, who's your team?
What's up, guys? At Green Bay Packers, Cheeseheads. Let's go, baby.
The Cheese Curds? Never mind.
Cheeseheads, let's go.
All right, don't be surprised if Jair Alexander gets a contract extension and Davante Adams doesn't. Davante Adams being like so valuable. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a say in this one.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go right in the middle. I'm going to go a five because if Rodgers stays, mm-hmm. Davante Adams stays. But if this is Rodgers' last year, Davante Adams is going somewhere else because
he's going to Vegas.
Davante Adams said he was going to vacate if Aaron Rodgers left. So I'm going middle of the road, five. If Aaron Rodgers stays, Davante stays. If Aaron Rodgers leaves, Davante Adams is out of there.
We call that on the fence. So I'm going to go off the fence. I'm going to go four.
Really? That's off the fence?
Five is
you still got one
five.
Leg. No, your pant leg got stuck on the fence.
Okay, three.
That's what it is. You're the guy hanging off the fence. You wanted to climb over.
Getting caught.
But your pant leg got stuck.
We used to run from the police like, tear the pants. These are guest jeans. I ain't tearing my guest jeans. I'm just going to go to jail. But when you think about it, right, we talk about Davante Adams. And listen, you go with defense. And listen, it's different because Davante Adams wants to set the market. Right, setting the market, you're not giving a receiver $20 million a year. Now, they can afford it if Aaron Rodgers is gone because they'll have Love. They'll have a cheap quarterback. But I don't think that Davante Adams wants to play with a young quarterback. He's already in his eighth year. Next year will be his ninth year. You know, it's going to be starting to become the law of diminishing returns. So I think it's all predicated on what Aaron Rodgers does. And we all know that he's probably gone after this year. So I think that
– You think
know,
so? I don't think
Adams,
he's gone.
Davante Adams is not going to be there.
All right. We continue with – the BS meter. This has been a lot of fun. We're going all around the league right now on different takes by Dan Graziano, who has it on ESPN.com right now. It's basically each team, something that he says, don't be surprised if this happens. So, Robert is in Georgia. Who's your team, Robert?
I am a 49ers fan.
What?
49ers?
Yep.
All right.
As long as Jimmy stays, he's good to go. But as soon as they get hurt, it's all over.
Well,
Trey Lance.
All right, with that in mind, with that in mind, Robert, on your meter, one being it's not BS, 10 being it's total BS. Dan Graziano says, don't be surprised if the Niners really do rotate quarterbacks during games, at least early in the season. Where would you put that on your meter?
No, I don't. About six or seven, because I really think it's going to happen. It's going to be a few packages out there for Trey Lance. And like I said, as long as he does well, it's going to be good to go. But as soon as Jimmy starts flundering, it's all over. It's Trey Lance's team and the Jimmy G era is over.
There's a feeling at some point this season he'll take over. The kid only played one game last year.
Yeah, I'm going nine. Like as far as BS. Is that BS? Yeah, because
that means it's
not almost. I think Trey Lance.
It's total BS.
I think Trey Lance is going to get in goal line because he's a big body. He can run the RPOs. And then they'll have a package for him to try and, you know, bang his head and get knocked out because he ain't got no concussions stacked up yet. They'll give him a couple this year. And I think, like, he'll have some jump passes, some Tebow stuff down there, some high red stuff. They'll get him in. But I think at the end of the day, it's Jimmy G until he gets hurt, which he always does.
All right. Do we have time for one more? I think we have time. We have time for one more.
Well, make it quick, damn it. Get to the lines.
What's that?
So you got to make it quick.
I am getting to the lines. I'm just making sure I have all the stuff ready in front of me right now.
Okay.
All right. We go now to Drew from Long Island. Drew, who's your team?
Patriots.
Wait a minute. You're from Long Island. Your team's the Patriots?
How dare you?
Yeah, his roommate too.
You Manchurian.
How the hell did that happen?
You Manchurian candidate. You sitting here floating around us in Jet Nation and Giants, and you sit up here.
Yeah, you're from Long Island. You grew up on Long Island, or are you just currently on Long Island right now?
You're out of the way. We're currently on Long Island.
Oh, now, all right. Now, what are you, Hofstra guys? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah.
All right. See, you knew it. You had to know it was a Hofstra guy. All right.
Couldn't get a good education in Providence.
All right. Here's what Dan Graziano says, and tell me where it ranks in your meter. Don't be surprised if the Patriots lead the league in rushing, even though Cam Newton is not the quarterback.
Negative.
But can you let them play
the
game?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, they get no respect. They're Patriot fans. Trying to hurt them get to the commercial. We ain't listening to
them. Drew, where are you putting that at? One being not BS, 10 being total BS. Lead the league in rushing.
I love my pass. I got to put that at 8. I don't know if we're going to lead the league in rushing. I'm not so convinced.
Especially when Baltimore and Cleveland are out there with two-headed monsters and Lamar Jackson and whoever they decide, Gus Edwards, So I say no. I would be surprised if they did that. You know, they're going to have to get a little bit more.
Well,
they got the rookie, so they're going to run the ball.
That's what I mean. And you experienced it.
Yeah, ground and pound.
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah,
ground and pound. Great offensive line and all about the defense and just controlled the ball. So they're probably going to run a lot. Whether they lead the league is a different story. Though,
right,
of course.
Exactly.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Again, we'll probably do that at some point again during the season because I like that. We'll come up with our own next time. But Dan Graziano helped us out with that, and we appreciate him for it. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, we are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Coming up next, some high praise for two rookie quarterbacks from two highly respected voices. You'll hear that next after Bart has this from DraftKings.
Football's almost here, and there's no better place to get in on the action than at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. As the season is quickly approaching, DraftKings is your one-stop shop to make it rain season long. To bring you even closer to the action, DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at $1 million during week one. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, preseason is the perfect time to test your strategy. Too bad preseason's over. Just pick up your lineup, stay underneath the salary cap, and we'll see your team stack up. We'll see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds more excitement to watching a game quite like having a free shot at a huge cash prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use bonus code BART. For a limited time, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars during week one. Don't miss out on the action. Enter promo code BART to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's promo code BART, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Back after this. Audiophiles, hun!
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
When did we get sponsored by Beats or something, man? Like,
it was pretty loud in your ear.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that?
Your whole IFB just ripped out of your ear during that break, so you get a little aggressive. Hey, everybody. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And it's the summer of Dash Pass, while summer is still here, by the way. And members are getting $10 off groceries, alcohol, and pet food. Because summer, try Dash Pass for free and get year-round savings, exclusive menu items, and zero delivery fees now in the DoorDash app. Terms, conditions apply. Bart, what time is it?
It is audio files.
And that's right. You got to say it with your chest when it's audio files time. And let's now begin with our good friend Mel Kiper Jr. I love this. I love this on many levels. Because if anybody has watched players over the last 400 years in the NFL, yes, I'm exaggerating, it's Mel Kiper Jr. He can tell you about every single player. He was able to tell us
except
about Bart
me,
Scott.
Except me. I didn't make a scout report. You missed out on me, Mel. That was in your backyard of Baltimore.
Yeah. But still, he loves you now.
Yeah, that's true.
But when it comes to comparisons, especially when it's a young player to a veteran or maybe even a GOAT, Mel Kiper's a guy that I'd want to hear from. So when people are already saying how, you know, Mac Jones looks a lot like Tom Brady. Oh, my God. He looks just like Tom. Like, when people are saying that.
You're not going to do that to Michelle. We had a peace treaty.
No. I'm not doing Michelle.
Okay, but you know everybody out there. Listen, we love you, Michelle. We had a peace treaty while Alan was gone.
We do.
We smoothed it over.
Yes. It was all in good fun. Anyways, let's get to the sound. Mel Kiper Jr., on the comparisons between Mac Jones and Tom Brady, are they legit?
Tom Brady had the worst vertical jump and a worst 40 of any quarterback I've ever written up in the history of doing this in 45 years. Mac Jones is better than Brady in those categories, but he still doesn't have the wow arm. He's not going to beat you with his legs like Joe Burrow does. He's not going to be that type of athlete. So he's super smart. He's highly competitive. He's incredibly accurate. What is Tom Brady? Exactly that, and he won. So, again, you saw similarities there. I'm sure they did, and after the way he played in the preseason, it's like, hey, let's get it going, guys, because we got to be able to compete in this. Forget the division, too. How about Patrick Mahomes, Herbert emerging, Lawrence, Baker, Lamar? And the list goes on and on, just in the AFC, guys. So, again, if you're going to win the division, fine. You're going to win the AFC and play in the Super Bowl. You got to beat great young quarterbacks, and they didn't have one, and now they feel maybe they do in Mac Jones.
You said this yesterday, Bart, that it's a much different scenario for the Patriots now than it was when Brady was a young quarterback and they were sort of just more defense and running the ball. And, you know, until he became the Tom Brady, before he was TB12, right? And you said the AFC was different then.
Yeah.
Now it's a gauntlet, like you said. You heard, Mel Kiper said the same thing.
Yeah.
A lot different now when you've got all these other quarterbacks in the AFC who are head and shoulders above what you've got right now, an inexperienced rookie starting for the Patriots.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at, Bill is trying to turn the clock back and say, okay, I can win this way. And, yeah, he can compete this way.
Yep.
But at some point, your quarterback's going to have to be special, right? And we don't know if Mac Jones is capable of being special this year, or maybe even not next year. So, like, it's one of those things, right, where they have to try and win now, and they think they can win and compete now. I just don't know if they're ready for Super Bowl status. When you think about where Baltimore is, where Cleveland is, where Tennessee is, where Kansas City is, I think at best they can hope to be the fifth best team in the AFC. And that's being generous because I think sneaky good Buffalo could be sick.
There's nothing sneaky good about Buffalo.
Miami is being
slept
on.
You keep talking up Miami. I'm telling you, their issue is quarterback, and I would argue, which is the better Alabama quarterback, Tua or Mac Jones?
Well, Mac Jones couldn't beat Tua out, so what does that say?
Well, he was a freshman.
They're the same age!
It's funny how they are the same age. We move on. In audio files, Bart Hunt, ESPN Radio. Sometimes they say that the best compliments come from your rivals, right? Like when your rivals show you respect, that really means something. But sometimes me, of course, I always feel like somebody has an ulterior motive. So when I hear Teddy Bruschi talking about Zach Wilson, in the way he talks about the Jets rookie quarterback, I kind of feel like, are you trying to reaper him, Teddy?
I just like what I see, and I'm like what I'm seeing from that kid in New York, the New York Jets rookie quarterback Zach Wilson. Now, I mean, defensively, okay. how we look, how we look at rookie quarterbacks is, you know, there's athletic ability, there's accuracy, all of that stuff. I mean, Zach Wilson possesses a lot of that, but is he decisive in what he does? And then how does he do it once he makes that decision? This kid is decisive. Yeah. He seems like he knows what he's doing. He goes out there and he's got a little flair. There's just something about this kid. And I'm going to say, I'm going to go with Zach Wilson, my choice for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
For Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Honestly.
He's going
to
be
acting. Isn't there a part of you that feels, though, like, what are you trying to do here, Teddy? Because you have a rookie quarterback starting for your Patriots team now.
Yeah, but he knows.
What are you trying to do here? Are you trying to set me up?
But they know how this team is going to be forced to play. Where you think about, okay, listen. The Patriots are going to run the ball and play action.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same play action run game of a Kyle Shanahan type of team, right? They take shots and it's more of a horizontal type of thing.
Right.
Right. So you think about it, it's going to be a lot of boots, waggles, throwbacks. You saw that throw across the field. When you can throw the ball across the field accurately, like defenses tend to look to the side in which the quarterback is dropping to. And that pass that he dropped to Davis was ridiculous. That was probably like a 50-yard pass he threw on a rope off balance, off platform as well, right? So when you look at the talent, it's undeniable. Like, that doesn't mean that the Jets are going to be a better team because it's about building the team around them. But I would say that Joe Douglas is doing a good job so far, understanding that Joe Douglas has 2 first-round draft picks next year, and now he just picked up a fourth for Herndon that he can use maybe for Zach Ertz.
I'm telling you, man.
You want to help the rookie out?
Did you just say Zach Ertz?
You want to help the rookie out.
We don't have time left in this show to discuss this.
Fourth-round pick, which it costs you nothing but Herndon. So basically, you're swapping Herndon for Ertz. I'll do that.
Tease that for tomorrow because that's a discussion we're going to have to get to. There's no doubt about that. But last and not least, the latest to join the AARP Lakers would be the LA AARP, would be Rajon Rondo.
Oh, I'm coming home.
Yeah,
I'm
you could say that.
They should never got rid of me in the first place, Chuck.
And the Lakers now average, they're like, average is like almost 33 years old, roster, right? So it's an old team, an older team with all the pieces they added around LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But Rajon Rondo, don't tell him this is an old team.
Wisdom is definitely a key, to winning a championship. And we have a lot of that, obviously, with the age and the experience on the court. I'm most excited about not being the oldest guy on the team anymore. So I'm actually probably bottom 5 now. So that's a big step for me going from 2 months ago, I was the oldest guy on the team. Now I'm considered one of the young guys. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the naysayers saying about our age being a problem. But obviously you don't have longevity in this league without having discipline. And so many guys, I just got done talking to Trevor. He's in for 17, Dwight 18, Bron 18. So we have the guys that have had a mileage, but at the same time, there's a reason they're still playing this league at this level for so many years. So I'm not worried about anything or the spectators saying that age makes a difference. I think the mind is going to be a big key in why we win this year.
Rondo, by the way, is 35. Right. Trevor Reeves is 36.
Yeah, so the philosophy is, okay, we got a bunch of old dudes that's going to break down, but if we get enough of them, we only ask them to play half a season, right? They're going to have the starting 5, and they're going to have like the non-premier games 5 that goes out there, right? Like, all right, today, Ariza, Rondo, you got to win the game. We playing some bums. We playing Sacramento. We should be able to beat them with you guys. And then that way, that's how they do their days off.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing. The one of the youngest guys on the team, Anthony Davis, is the one guy you're most concerned with about being brittle. It's not the older guys. It's him.
But they're going to put him in bubble wrap until it goes.
That is Audiophiles.
How many big guys are they trying to get, man?
ESPN Radio. They're trying to make that one more run for that one more ring for LeBron. We are presented by Progressive Insurance with more than 30 unique coverage options available. Progressive knows small business. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Also, want to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You got to hear this, because you know Bart went off on In New York, the Michael Kay Show, 98.7 ESPN in New York. So they had their take about the Javi Baez situation and fans and what they should be allowed to do versus athletes and their reaction to fans. Well, Bart went in on Don LaGreca, one of the hosts, and Michael Kay shot back. Wait till you hear what Kay said, and we'll see what Bart says in return. Let's get the show beef going. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Is something wrong with my life? No, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. We don't got that much time.
We don't.
Let's
we
get
don't.
Straight to
but
it.
But you know the number, the Dr. Beat. Pepper calling line, 888-729-3776. Yes, we do take calls. So those listening to our show, you're consuming us again. Understand, we do like to talk to you. So be part of that as we continue throughout the week. But we've got to get to a little bit of show beef going on right now because – as you know, the story with the Mets, that whole thumbs down story, Javi Baez having to make this awkward apology saying if I offended anybody,
why?
We apologize, which is hilarious that he would say we when you're the guy that started it. And then, of course, becomes the hero as he hustles around third, which, yes, I know, Javi hustles. I get it.
That's his nickname.
But there's still part of that thought of, you know, if I'm an athlete, any athlete, you know, in the back of your mind, you got that little bit of you that's like, show them, right? A little extra motivation. So everybody wins. Everybody's happy. But as Bart said, you know, when you're on Sports Talk Radio, you yell at callers. You tell them they don't know what they're talking about. It's the same thing as players yelling back at fans. And Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees, on 98.7 ESPN on the Michael Kay Show,
see ya!
He had this to say to Bart Scott's take.
I don't agree with Bart because that's the rules of engagement for what we do. You're performing on the field. We're watching from the stands. And it's not for you to be giving us a thumbs down. You have the right to do it, and then you'll be hated forever. It's apples to wrenches. If you call into a talk show, it's a conversation that might lead to a discussion, which might lead to a disagreement. That's part of the rules of engagement of calling in. Going into Citi Field, you're not expecting the players to essentially give you the middle finger. And as for paying a lot of taxes, I get it. But you would not be able to pay a lot of taxes unless you were making a lot of money. And you would make a lot of money if it wasn't for the fans. Because there are people that are great at curling, and there are people that are great at boxcar racing and stuff like that. But there aren't enough fans to make them multimillionaires like there are.
I got enough, right? I would argue to say that the people are interested in the game because they're the best athletes in the world. So it's not about them. Those same curlers are experts, right? People that do archery, what they do is extremely skilled. But the athletes, it's the personality, it's the stories. They engage you. They play the most popular game. So at the end of the day, it is apples to apples, not apples to wrenches, because you can't be getting baby sensey and hanging up on callers. You don't have to be demeaning and derogatory towards them as well.
Well,
do that as well.
Let me add this part. The ratings play a big role in how much you make as a talk show host.
Uh-huh.
And so, therefore, that's kind of the same thing. Yeah, like, you have fans. There are listeners. They're fans, essentially. And then they will let you know if they like what you're saying or they disagree with you. They will let you know. They'll let you hear it.
Michael knows I'm right. He's just defending Don, just like you're defending me. But at the end of the day, the people decide. And they decide that Bart Scott's right.
You just put your hand in front of my face on the screen.
I'm sorry.
You see, you can't put your hand in front of my camera.
You know I be getting emotional with stuff and I talk with my hands.
You don't put your hand in front of my the camera. You just
Listen, the people see enough of them beautiful, husky, blue eyes. It's okay if they miss them for like a second.
Not enough. I'm back on the show and you're going to start blocking me
from
the
true.
Camera?
I got Hey, Don, you got 30 minutes to respond.
Ooh, that's right. LaGreca wasn't on the show yesterday.
Tell me where I'm wrong. I tell no lies. It is the same.
Hey, if you missed any of our show, you can get both hours of Bart and Han Podcast Daily wherever you find your podcast. See you tomorrow.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart
and Hahn, the podcast.